Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you bring your Bibles?
Yes.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 6, and we're going to expound verses 1 through 10. And let me go to the screen right now. I've entitled this evening's message, Walk in Newness of Life. Walk in newness of life. And as we read the scriptures, we're going to be reminded that we are new creatures in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so let's get right into the scriptures, and then we're going to expound verses 1 through 10. And it reads, What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul always asks this rhetorical questions, and then he answers it, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. This is where I got tonight's topic. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
Knowing that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Verse 7, look at this. For he who has died has been freed from sin. We're going to talk about that. Amen? Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. Praise God. For the death that he died to sin once and for all, but the life that he lives to God. Amen? So let's go to verse 1, and it says, What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Well, you see, saints, Paul realized that his statements about God's wonderful kindness to sinners, you know, God was kind to us, amen, before we got saved, could be interpreted to suggest that people ought to keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness. He didn't answer it like that. No. Look at this right up here. I put a caption up here. If God loves to forgive, why not give him more to forgive? No, it's not like that. So he answers this. He answers this, of course not. Let me just say this. Once God got a hold of our heart, he gave us a new mind. He gave us a new spirit. Amen?
Yeah.
Guess what? The things that we used to do, we don't want to do no more. Even though we struggle to want to do those things, but yet now there's a war. God woke us up. Now we realize there's a war in our members. Now we're fighting the good fight of faith. Amen? Listen, if you're not at war with your members, then something's out of order. Can I get an amen? Because when we were not saved, we would just wallow in the sin and had no consciousness about it. But now we've been enlightened. Now we're born again. And so now there's a fight. There's a good fight. How many are you in the battle, in the fight? Amen? Praise God. And a lot of times, we will not allow the flesh to have its way anymore. Praise God. Praise God. And so the availability of God's mercy must not become an excuse for careless living and moral laxness. Praise God. Praise God. The idea that someone would claim to believe the gospel while planning to continue in sin is preposterous to Paul. He did not encourage to sin. Basically, he did the opposite. He said, I wish that you would refrain now from it. Can I get amen?
Amen.
The point of the gospel, saints of God, was not to find an excuse for sin, but to give freedom from sin. Praise God. Look what I found in Corinthians right up here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what?
A new
creation. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are a new creation.
Creation.
Amen. Look at the blessing here. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have what?
Become new.
We're all new creatures in Christ. We're not the same old Elizabeth. We're not the same old Kosha. Manuela, you're not the same Manuela. I remember when you got baptized several years ago. Hallelujah. And now God brought you back from Las Vegas to be with us. Praise God. But we're new creatures now in Christ. Amen. And look what I found that's so refreshing. I need to catch this. Right here, I found in 1 John 5:18. Look, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin. I need you to catch this, because in our mind, we still have sinful thoughts. Sometimes we miss the mark. Sometimes we do things that we should not do, right? Because we live in the body of flesh. But let me just say this, because the blood has washed us and has purified us. Now God the Father, when he looks down, he doesn't see our sin. All he sees is the blood. Can I get amen?
Amen.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Who can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's the blood, hallelujah, that has cleansed us. And now we can stand before a holy God, sinless. Even though we have this body of sin, but our position now is sinless before the Father because of the blood.
Amen.
Aren't you so blessed to know that God made a way, a supernatural way? And so let's move on to verse 2 of Romans chapter 6. And it reads, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Well, saints, to make his answer clear, Paul introduces a new concept. Believers have died to sin. And so the question is how? How did we die to sin? And I kind of broke this down. Number one, let's look at this. In the legal sense, we died in the sight of God's judgment. Wow. Isn't that something? Listen, how many of you are so blessed that he judged you and I at the cross, but he's not going to judge us at the white throne judgment? Woo! The white throne judgment is where unbelievers go who have rejected the grace of God all their life, even until they take their last breath. And then they will stand before God in the white throne judgment. And we know what's waiting for them, right? This is why we need to pray. How many believe that you need to pray for your family and friends, co-workers, acquaintances?
That's right.
Because every one of us was one step away from dropping into hell. And God's mercy saved us. And so God can save them too. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at number 2 right here. In the conversion sense, believing in Christ is dying to sin. See, everything that we have done thus far is by faith. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We didn't sign a contract. We didn't sign anything. We didn't submit it, faxed it. We didn't text God. It was by faith. We believe what he did on the cross for us. His death, his burial, his resurrection, by faith. Number 3, look at this. In the baptismal sense, that burial implies we have died with Christ. Listen, there's going to be, I think, 3 souls getting baptized Sunday. When they go into that watery grave, they're being buried with Christ. And then they're going to come out in the newness of life. Amen? Praise the God. Praise God. Man, God is so good. How many believe that we serve a mighty God? Amen. Yes, we do. Praise God. Look at number 4. In the moral sense, sinful desires may be present, but they are mortally wounded. Wounded by who? By God. God has destroyed what? He has destroyed all evil. Let me ask this question. What did Jesus come here to do? Not just to save us, but he did another thing. Can you think of what he did? Yes, salvation is part of redemption. Okay, he came to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Jesus came to destroy and take back, hallelujah, take back this kingdom from him. And he's going to deliver it to us in the millennial reign. For 1,000 years, we're going to serve with Christ. How many can't wait for that?
Woo!
Woo! And we're going to have our brand new body.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A sinless body. Can I get an amen? A brand new, a body that I believe that can float like him. He floated away. And the Bible says we're going to be just like him. So if we're going to be just like him, we're going to be changed like him. Guess what? We're going to have a body like him. So I believe we can be able to do everything he does. I've asked this question many times. Have you guys, when you were a child, maybe when you were a youth, young adult, maybe later on in life, have you ever had dreams that you were flying?
Yeah.
I believe those are prophetic.
Yeah.
I believe they're prophetic dreams. I believe God was showing you that in the new body, we're going to do just that. Can I get an amen? Because we can't do it in this fleshly body. But the new body, I believe we can. And man, there was a dream I had. It wasn't too long ago where I was just flying everywhere. And I didn't want the dream. I was upset that I woke up. Because I stood up and I was going like this. I wanted to keep flying. God was showing me it's not too far away from this. That he's coming to change us. And we will be like him. Look at number 5 right up here. In the resurrection sense, we exchange our sinful life for Christ's resurrection life. Woo, man. Listen, when he came out of that tomb, he had that whole brand new body. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So Paul speaks of this death as fact and concludes, therefore, that believers cannot continue to live in a sinful lifestyle. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
So let's move on to verse 3 of Romans chapter 6. And it reads, or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? And so saints, baptism is a picture of a spiritual truth. In the very early church, baptism followed a person's decision to trust in Christ. No differently than today. Can I get amen?
Amen.
When we're in that jacuzzi or water or ocean or lake, wherever it may be, this is their moment of faith. This is their moment to believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. And let me just say this. I've seen so many people coming out of that water speaking in tongues. God coming on them. Man, it's just flowing out of them. The Bible says out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Praise God. Praise God. And so God does the supernatural. And I found some great scriptures of the early church of baptism. Listen, if they baptized then, is it still valid today?
Yes.
Amen. Look at this. In Acts 2:38 through 42, look at this. Then Peter said to them, first of all, that's the prerequisite of salvation. A heart needs to repent. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
They need to turn from their wicked ways and turn to Christ. You know, it's easy to say a sinner's prayer, but do you really want to change a heart? Do you want your life to change? You want God to change you? Then you must turn from your evil ways and turn to Christ. He said, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Remission means forgiveness. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Did you see that? You shall receive the gift. Didn't say you might. Didn't say, you know what, I'll think about it. Or just wait for my text. No. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here's the key for the promise. How many love God's promises? Well, guess what? This is what he promises to us. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Now, when Peter preached his very first sermon, so many were convicted. Listen, when you preach the gospel, they may not do anything right there in that moment, but they've been convicted by the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? Because look what happened here in verse 40. And with many other words, he testified in exhorting them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. If it was perverse then, it's perverse now. Look at this. Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received the word were what? Baptized. And at that day, about 3,000 souls were added. Wow. Let me just say this, because I don't have this on my notes, just to parallel. When Moses went down to bring the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai, and he said, all of you that are on the Lord's side, come on this side. Remember, and the other ones stayed over there? That's when the ground opened up, and 3,000 souls fell into the ditch. And guess what day that was? And on the biblical calendar, it was Shavuot. What is Shavuot? It was Pentecost. It was on the day of Pentecost. 3,000 souls got lost and got killed and were swallowed up on the same festival of the Lord. This is Pentecost here. 3,000 souls got saved. Wow. Isn't that something? That was like the great exchange. And they were baptized, and there were about 3,000 souls were added to the church like that. Wow. And then we find another baptism here in the book of Acts in chapter 8. Look at this. Remember Philip? He was one of the disciples. He was riding his chariot. He saw an Ethiopian quoting Isaiah. And so Philip went up to him and said, do you know what you're reading? And the Ethiopian said, can you explain it to me a little clearer? And look what it says here. Then Philip said, if you believe with your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized them. Now be careful. I want you to see where it says in verse 37, the NIV, the American Standard, many different other translations have deleted verse 37. Oh, wow. What version are you guys reading out of?
ESV. Oh, New King James.
Okay, it's in the New King James and it's in the King James, but there are versions that have deleted verse 37. And they have deleted over 100 scriptures. Isn't that something? Why did they delete it? Because look what it says. It says, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It's a confession of faith. And when you prophesy, when you confess the Lord, look it up in another version and you'll trip out. It's not there. It's not there. It'll go from 36 to 38.
Yeah.
And 37 is missing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be careful.
Wow.
Be careful, because it is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for these publishers. Some of them are not lined up and they're not following the voice of the Holy Spirit. They're making it their own version.
It's not there.
It's not there. It's not, right? No. 37's gone. So be careful. Stay true to the New King James or King James. All the scriptures are there. 137, I believe, is not taken out. Okay, let's move on. Now, look at Acts 9, 17 through 18. Look at this. And Ananias, this is when Paul, well, he was Saul of Tarsus, remember? And he was what? Persecuting the church.
Yep.
And he was on his way to Damascus.
Yep.
And a light shone from heaven and knocked him off his beast and blinded Saul. And then God said, Saul, I need you to go to the house of Ananias. And I need you to go to him. He will lay hands on you and pray. And he will baptize you. And you will restore. You will have your sight restored, and then I'm going to use you. You know what this reminds me? Of us. Because we were on a high horse. And God had to knock us off. What? He knocked me off my beast. in order to come to him. He had to get my attention. How many times did God witness to you guys? And you would kind of like flick it off like a fly on your ear. And then one day it happened. God turned on the lights. And you came to him. And he saved you. This is God's grace and his mercy that he never gave up on us.
Amen.
Aren't you so blessed he never gave up on you?
Amen.
He will pursue you until your last breath.
Yes.
Praise God. Look at this. And Ananias went his way and entered the house and laid his hands on him. He said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately there fell from his eyes like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was what? Baptized. Look at that. And then we see it in Acts, over here in Acts 10:44. The disciples were preaching the word. And let me just say this. When you guys would go on a crusade, when you guys are out there evangelizing, once they receive Christ, encourage them to be baptized. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Because I'm going to go what God's word says after they confess their faith. Look at this. While Peter was still speaking these words, he was preaching the gospel. The Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word. And those, look at this, and those of the circumcision who believed. Who were the circumcision? The Jews. Who believed were astonished. As many as came with Peter, because the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. That's us. We're Gentiles. Now look at verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" Look at verse 48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. So Paul's trying to tie this in Romans chapter 6 of baptism. It's a spiritual baptism and a physical baptism. Can I get amen?
Amen.
They both go hand in hand. And one can come before the other. There's if God fills you with the Holy Spirit, then he says, now be baptized in water. If you got baptized in water, he says, now be filled with the Holy Spirit. It works either way. There's no rule. But this is what God wants to do in our life.
That's right.
You see, my friends, Paul assumes that these Roman believers were baptized at conversion and would vividly recall the experience. And praise God for the apostles. They wrote everything down. Listen, they wrote it down so that we can see clearly what took place. You know God preserved his word for you and I?
Mm-hmm.
2,000 years later, look, they were written on scrolls. And God preserved it for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Every jot and every tittle was saved for you and I. This was the plan of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
So let's move on to verse 4 of Romans chapter 6. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Praise God. I don't know about you. I could only speak on my behalf. But it's been 35 years for me now, walking in the grace of God. And I don't regret one second.
Amen.
The day God saved me, man, it was like it was yesterday. And I still have joy. I still love him. I still serve him. I wake up in the morning, I have joy in my heart. I wake up and Yolanda's already up. I walk in and all I say, "Praise the Lord, honey. I love you. How are you doing, honey? How you doing?" She never sees me wake up angry. You know why? Because before I go to bed, I said, "God, when I wake up, I want to be filled with your spirit, with your presence. So when I wake up, you'll prepare me for a new day." Listen, ask God for the simple things, and he will do it.
He will
do it. He's a gentleman. He's concerned about our well-being. I hope you know that. You can ask him of anything that pertains to him and his righteousness. And guess what? You want to be filled, you want to be in his presence, you can have it as much as you want because it's endless with him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We don't have to beg. He doesn't go, "Papa, Abba, I miss you, God. I want to be in your presence, God. And cry out, and he'll be right there. Praise God. And so Paul wrote all these down so that we would have an understanding. Look what Paul wrote to the Galatian church right up here. He says, for as many of you as were baptized have put on Christ. So guess what? We are clothed with Christ now. Amen? Aren't you so blessed you are clothed with him? We are identified now as Christians, but as believers. Believers in Yeshua. Believers in Jesus. Look what Paul wrote to the Colossian church as well, paralleling with Romans 6. Look at this. Right up here. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Here's the key. Set your mind on these things, not on the things of the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God now. Can I get amen?
Amen.
When we were worshiping God and you went to your knees, sister, that was a sign to you, not to us, but a sign to your own spirit that you're hidden in Christ.
Amen.
You're hidden in Christ because before you got saved, you wouldn't do that. None of us would get on our knees. No, but now you are his. You are a daughter of the King. He is your all in all. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He is the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. And guess what? He loves you to death. Woo! He loves you so much. Thank you, God. He loves every one of us in here. Amen. And those who are listening to this message, he loves you. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. God loves you and wants to always forgive you. Just humbly come to him. And he will cleanse you and wash you. Look at this. Set your mind on the things of above, not on the things on the earth. For you died, and the life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. How many can't wait to appear with him in glory? You see, right now, when we receive the Holy Spirit, he gave us a little taste of who himself is. He couldn't give us all the glory. Guess what? We would disintegrate. Remember, he told Moses, you can't look at me, Moses. The moment you look at me, you will die because of the brightness of his glory. We would disintegrate, but when we have the new body, we'll be able to receive the fullness of God. Woo! We'll be in the brightness of God because our body will be able to contain it. Man, just imagine the unspeakable joy. We can't even comprehend that right now. When we walk into the presence of God, we feel his presence and we're filled with joy. But compound that a million times or a trillion times. Just imagine, our bodies won't be of flesh no more. So we'll have a spiritual body, and we'll be able to be filled with the utmost joy that we can't comprehend this side of heaven right now. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So let's move on to Romans chapter 6 and verse 5. For if we then been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of what? His resurrection. You see, saints, united literally means we have become grown together. Our baptism painlessly acts out the union that Christ painfully made real. When he went to the cross, that was so painful. It was painful, but he did it for us. He did it so that we didn't have to experience that hideous kind of death. Can I get an amen? God's plan was that in Christ's death, believers would also die to sin and to rebellion, the rebellion that we once walked against God. You remember before we got saved, we were children of what?
The devil.
That's right. We were walking in full-on rebellion toward God. We were rebels without a cause. But then when God saved us, praise God, God realigned us. And now we have a heart after him. And now we want to praise him and love him. And we want to die to those things now. Even the memory of those things. You know why God didn't erase the memory of our sin? So that we could always remember what he delivered us from.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
So we can be reminded, oh God, you delivered me from all that junk. All that mess. Thank you, God. So that you would be an inspiration to someone that's going through. That you could tell them, if God did that for me, He can do it for you. Praise God. Praise God. Look what 1 John write up here. John wrote this on the island of Patmos. In 1 John 3, 2 through 3, look at this. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, meaning when we see Him face to face. Let me ask this question. Have you seen Jesus just yet face to face? No. We've received the Spirit by faith, but we haven't seen Him face to face. But look what it says right here. It says, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. I heard the cries of your prayers tonight, sister, and you said, purify us. Purify us. Well, guess what? You were actually quoting this scripture in your spirit. Because this is what the Word of God says. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Can I get an amen? So God wants us to think on good and holy things and pure things. Can I get an amen? Let me say this. If you fill your mind and heart with pure things, there's no room for the darkness. Can I get amen? There's no room for it. It's going to try to get in. But, you know, guess what? My mind is on Jesus. My mind's on the Holy Spirit. And so, saints, we have to understand that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Can I get amen? So let's move on to verse 6 of Romans chapter 6. Look at this. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Praise God. Praise God. Let me just say this. When I got saved, you guys know my testimony. How many of you heard my testimony before? I'm going to just condense it real quick, because I could be here a whole hour talking about how I got saved. But at Horizon Christian Fellowship, when John Lott, I didn't know his name at the time, when that custodian led me to the Lord at 10 o'clock at night, I had $500 of crystal meth in my sock. I was like, well, my brother used to say it. He said it best. I was toe up from the flow up. I was so addicted, so many vices of the devil, weed, alcohol, crystal meth, cocaine, all these things, anger issues. And when He led me to the Lord Jesus Christ that night, and I was saying the sinner's prayer, you know how you end a prayer by saying amen? Never got there. Soon as I was following his prayer, I said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Never got to amen. Never got to the end of that prayer. As soon as I said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, from the crown, the top of my head, I felt like hot oil coming down me. And I felt a whoosh that went through me. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't stop crying. Tears were flowing and flowing. It's like somebody turned on water spigots. And I was crying and crying. And the corners of my mouth were like pinning to my ears like this. And I said, what's happening to me? And he goes, calm down. He goes, the Holy Spirit just came upon you. He goes, look up in the sky. And I was looking up. He goes, do you feel the wind blowing? I go, yeah, I feel it. He goes, can you see it? I said, no. He goes, right now the angels in heaven are rejoicing that you have just received the Lord Jesus Christ. And from that moment on, I went home. I was driving home all the way from Claremont to Chula Vista. And I kept rolling down my window, sticking my head out, driving at the same time, looking up. And I was saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God. As soon as I got home, I took that pouch out. I took all the drugs. I put it in a big bag. And then I flushed it down the toilet. I never had a desire for it again. God immediately delivered me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I didn't need 12 steps. I just needed one step. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It was Him who delivered me. It is Him who will deliver us. It is Him that will deliver many. Can I get an amen? And He wants to use you. He wants to use every one of you. No differently. I'm not one special. He does this to those He has called out of darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And we all have a testimony. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God saved us for such a time as this. And so let's move on now to verse 7 of Romans chapter 6. For he who has died has been what? Freed. Freed from sin. Praise God. You see, my friends, during the slavery days, freedom was rare except through death. Those slaves just wanted to die, especially those that were in Egypt. Even those later on who were coming from Africa to our country, they were in chains too, right? Many of them wanted to die. They didn't want to be slaves anymore because they were whipped and they were beaten. They were treated like animals. And so death brings about a release that cannot be reversed. Once a person dies, over. Case closed. You hope that they gave their heart to Christ. In the same way, when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Listen, just go back in your BC years, before you got saved. We were bound up in our sin. We couldn't do this and worship Him and praise Him and glorify Him. We were bound to our sin. Our mouth was shut and we had no mind for God. But when Jesus came and saved us and He set us free, He took the shackles off and then our arms went up and we cried out, Abba, Father. He freed us to worship Him. He freed us to praise Him. He freed us to serve Him and to love Him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. How many are so blessed to know that God has saved you?
Amen.
Come on. And this new life in Christ, this side of physical death, is already the beginning of the resurrected living. Getting used to this new life requires that believers exchange old habit and patterns for new ones. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Listen, you've heard it said like this many times. Birds of a feather flock together.
Yes.
Listen, if you want to grow in your relationship, hang around with like-minded people.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Don't be in that club on Friday night shaking your groove thing and then coming Sunday morning and say, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Oh, that's right. You got to have all feet in.
Right.
Not one foot in. If you're going to dive in with Christ, you're going to dive in your whole mind, body, and soul. Can I get an amen?
Yes.
You should give nothing to the devil no more. He tried to destroy you.
That's right.
So why are we going back there? He has nothing for us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Nothing but misery.
Amen.
Nothing but heartache.
Amen.
But Christ has delivered us from that. Praise amen. God. Amen. And so we're coming in. We're coming in for our close here. Verse 8 in Romans chapter 6. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Praise God. He saved us so that we can live with Him forever and ever and ever. Saints, with our death to sin, we are free to begin a new life in Christ. And for some of you, maybe you've been walking for a little bit. For me, it's been 35 years. And I shared with you earlier, I have not regretted one moment.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Getting used to this new life requires that believers exchange those old habits and get rid of them and start developing new ones. And what are the new ones? Loving God with your whole heart, soul, and mind. Loving your neighbor as yourself. And treating others like you would want to be treated yourself. Can I get amen?
Amen?
When people see that, guess what? You don't have to say, come on, please trust me. No, they will know how to trust you because you will live it right before them. And they will know. God will show them without you saying a word. Amen? So we go to verse 9. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. This is the confidence that we have to have. He's at the right hand of God. Look at this. Death no longer has dominion over him. He died once and for all. When he went to the cross, what was his final words he said? It's written right down there. It is what? It is finished. It's finished. The work is done. Now, you and I, all we have to do is receive it by faith. Aren't you so blessed that he doesn't say, I need you to go to Sweetwater High School, run about 200 laps around the field, and then come back, and I'll think about saving you. What? I'd be out of breath, but not even the first lap. It's by faith. It's by faith. Jesus experienced the physical death and rose from the dead. And guess what? He will die no more. Once and for all, he completed the task. Isn't that something? For thousands of years ago, God already planned it for you and I. Did you know before God spoke the world into existence, he already knew your name? He already sent Christ, his son, on the cross for us. Because he knew Adam was going to miss the mark. He could have destroyed all humankind, all mankind, and started a new type of creation. But he said, I'm going to go save them. Because they're worth saving. You know why? It just dawned on me maybe a couple of sermons ago. You know why God went to great lengths to save us? Because in Genesis, it says that we were created in his image. So if we're created in his image, he's not going to kill something that looks like him. He came down to save us because we're created in his image. We're not created like a dog or a cat or a cow. We're created in his image. That's why when we see Jesus, we're going to see him for who he is, and we're going to be just like him. Praise God. Praise God. His resurrection was a victory over death. So death no longer has any power over him. How many are so blessed to know that? And so we look at our last verse in Romans chapter 6 and verse 10. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Jesus lives for his Father. And guess what? We live to God. We are now new creations, right? New creatures in Christ. Because when Christ died, he said it like this. Right down there on that plaque, right on your screen. It is what?
Finished.
Finished. His sacrifice is complete. And now we can receive the glory that he has created that we anticipate that's going to be ours. Did you know that you are a joint heir with Christ?
Yes.
Everything that he has is yours too. And we're going to rule and reign with him. You know what that means? I need you guys to remove maybe thoughts that we had of heaven that we're going to be on clouds eating bonbons and playing the harp. Yeah. No. The Bible says in Revelation, we're going to rule and reign with him. And so because we're going to have a body like his, guess what he's going to do? He's going to assign us around the world to reign with him. So we're going to have providence over nations. We're going to, because the Bible says, we're going to be just like him. So we're going to have that heavenly body because we're going to be the first resurrection. But there's going to be humans on the earth, but there won't be sin in the world. And Satan will be bound up for 1,000 years. So this is what's headed now once he comes to take the church home. When the rapture takes place and we're caught up to be with him, we're going to be with him. And the tribulation is going to be here on this earth. And then after the 7-year tribulation, he's coming back to renovate the earth, and we're coming back with him. How many are so blessed to know we're coming back with him? And we're going to rule and reign with him. And guess where he's going to rule from? Jerusalem. This is why Israel will never be destroyed. Why do you think the enemies of the world hate them? Because Jesus is coming back there. And the devil knows it. The devil knows his time is short. My goodness. This is why this is the time, saints of God, to get real close to God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Get close to the Lord. Get close to him. Because in John 19:30, look at what it says right here. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said it best. It is finished. Bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. And now he's sitting at the, what? Right hand of God. And I'll close with this scripture in Hebrews 7:27. Who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices for first for his own sins and then the people's. For this he did once and for all. He offered up himself. So how many so blessed you don't have to bring to the altar every Sunday?
A cow.
A bull. A turtle dove. Whatever. No, we just bring ourselves and we surrender everything to him by faith. And he does the rest. Amen?
Amen.
So, I am so blessed for this evening. And I'm going to reach out right now to those who are watching on Facebook and YouTube. If you're watching right now, and maybe, just maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to give you that opportunity right now to cry out to God, to ask God to save you, that God would deliver you. Whatever the struggle that you're facing right now, God is able to deliver you. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you could ever think and ask and hope for. And so I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you would surrender your life and give your heart to Jesus. So pray this prayer by faith. You may be in your home. You may be walking the dog. You may be listening. Wherever you're listening, pause right now. Ask God to come into your life and pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Come on, is he worthy? Man, he's worthy. He is so worthy.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.